Father of Deputy Deputy Dr. Tamam Mohammed, Data Services, January 25th, 2013. Patient name is Barbara Stephens, BARBARASTEFENS. Date of birth is January 6th, 1945. Primary care physician is Emilio Limcoya. Located at 24381 Arch Lake Road, Farmington Hills, Michigan 48336. Phone number 248-477-4407. Fax number 248-477-4457. Per next paragraph, cardiology clinic. No next paragraph. Reason for visit. Follow up. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we have the pleasure of seeing Ms. Stephens, a 68-year-old female with past medical history significant for hypertension, asthma, the coronary artery disease, left heart catheterization, and 3.0x9mm resolute drug eluting stent in left circumflex artery, and a 3.5x8mm taxis stent in LAD. Carotid artery disease, status post left internal carotid artery angiogram and stent using 6x8x30mm self-expanding stent done on February 15, 2012. Next paragraph. This is it. She came as a follow-up. Next paragraph. On today's visit, she denies having any chest pain, shortness of breath that is more than usual, art pop, near paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, lightheadedness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, any claudication or lower leg edema bilaterally, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history significant for number 1, hypertension, number 2, asthma, number 3, coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization, and 3.0x9mm resolute drug eluting stent in the left circumflex artery, and a 3.5x8mm taxis stent in LAD, done on July 3, 2012. Per next point, carotid artery disease status post left internal carotid artery stent measuring 6x8x30mm self-expanding type, done on February. Next point, COPD. Next paragraph, allergies, none. Per next paragraph, social history. The patient smoked about 10 cigarettes per day but quit 1 month ago, period. She denies any alcohol or illicit drug use, period. Next paragraph, surgical history isn't significant, period. Next paragraph, family tree, unknown, period. Next paragraph. Current medications include number 1, isosorbide mononitrate 30 mg daily. Next point, Plavix 75 mg once daily. Next point, aspirin 325 mg once daily. Next point, metoprolol 50 mg once daily. Next point, home oxygen therapy. Next point, simvastatin 40 mg. Next point, Singulair 10 mg. Next point, Spiriva inhaler. Next point, Symbicort inhaler 160 by 4.5 mcg per. Next paragraph, physical examination. Vital signs today include blood pressure of 122 by 66, heart rate of 66, weight 180 pounds, height 5'6", BMI 29.1. Period, please copy normal physical examination template. Per next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Please copy the following diagnostic investigations from cardiology clinic note of December 21, 2012, page 2 and page 3, which include carotid angiogram performed on February 15, 2012, 2D echocardiogram done on October 10, 2011, chest x-ray done on October 9, 2011, July 3, 2012, labs done on July 4, 2012. Per next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number 1, coronary artery disease. The patient is in a case, known case of coronary artery disease, status post left heart catheterization, and three into 9mm drug resolute drug eluting stent in the left circumflex artery and a 3.5 × 8 mm taxus stent in LAD performed on July 3, 2012 period. On today's visit, the patient denies any chest pain or palpitations period. Given her history and high risk factors on today's visit, we have scheduled the patient for a percentine stress test to screen for any refractory coronary artery disease, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and her follow-up appointment in about 4 weeks, period. Next point. Carotid stenosis. The patient is a known case of carotid artery stenosis on the left side, status post left internal carotid stenting using 6 × 8 × 30 mm self-expanding stent, period. On today's visit, the patient denies any dizziness, presyncopal or syncopal episodes, period. Given patient's high risk factors, we have scheduled the patient for a carotid Doppler, checking for post-stent stenosis, period. We will continue to monitor in 4 weeks, period. Next point, hypertension. On today's visit, the patient's blood pressure is 122/66, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medication and follow up with her primary care physician regarding this matter, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and follow up appointment in about 4 weeks, period. Next point, COPD. The patient is a known asthmatic and a known diagnosed case of COPD, period. On today's visit, she does admit to minimal exertional shortness of breath, period. She denies any more than usual shortness of breath or any orthopnea, period. On today's visit, we have scheduled the patient for a DLCO and an echocardiogram to rule out any cardiac causes for the exertional shortness of breath, period. We will continue to monitor her condition and her follow-up appointment in 4 weeks, period. Next point, hyperlipidemia. The patient is a known hyperlipidemic and is on statin therapy, period. We advise the patient to stay compliant to her medication and follow up with their primary care physician regarding this matter, period. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the case care of Ms. Deakins. Our phone number has been provided for her to call with any questions or concerns, period. We will see her back in about 4 weeks, period. Meanwhile, she is instructed to continue to see her follow up with PCP, period. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Fahad Aftab, FAHADFTAB, dictating for Dr. Tamam Mohammed. This is the end of this dictation, period.